We are on our third Sunday, this time season of Lent. Journey that will take us to the celebrations of Holy Week, especially the Easter celebration, the greatest, the reason why we all gather every Sunday. We gather because we celebrate Easter basically every Sunday, but the Church gives us this time of Lent so that every year we can renew ourselves as nature renews itself, shedding old leaves and sprouting new leaves and flowers. So we are called also this time of Lent, maybe to shed everything that do not belong in those of us who profess that we follow Jesus. And the readings today, they are special readings always, especially this time of Lent. There are a few messages that we can, but I try to get maybe two or three messages that perhaps can help us on our journey of Lent. First reading talks about Moses and that encounter that Moses had with God, and the way that is expressed is a beautiful way. Scriptures, like last week, if you remember, the first reading also was Abraham, sacrificing, and the light, and the covenant that Abraham and God were doing. So it's a beautiful way of showing God's presence. And today we see Moses. Moses, as we know, if we don't know, he grew up in Egypt. He was a Hebrew, was in the Pharaoh's court. He had his upbringing, and he had, a good life in the Pharaoh's court because he had the protection. Pharaoh's protection, the Pharaoh's daughter protection. But one day he saw an Egyptian guard mistreating a Hebrew man, and he went into a fight with that Egyptian. He ended up killing that Egyptian. Since then, he had to run for his life. And the story today that we heard, that he was away from Egypt. He had started anew his life. Perhaps some people like to say that. I'm going to go somewhere. Nobody knows about my past. So he started over. He married. He was, taking care of the flock. Yet, when God chooses and God elects, chooses someone, God will find you, no matter where you try to hide. There's no hiding place from God. And God went there in search of Moses because God had a mission for Moses. And the experience that Moses had was seeing this, bush on fire that would not consume the bush and would always, is that presence, God's presence as a fire. If you remember Pentecost, the Holy Spirit also came as a fire upon the apostles. Representing fires that is burning, not only outside, but within those who had that experience of encountering God. And God said, Moses, you go back to Egypt. Go back and you'll be my voice. You say to Pharaoh, whatever I tell you, you're going to be my voice in liberating my people from slavery in Egypt. Of course, you see that Moses exchanging first when he got, God said, take off your sandals. This is sacred, holy ground, God's presence. Of course, you could say, well, just take off your shoes, it's easy to do. But to believe there is a deeper meaning there. No, sometimes we do try to put barriers, walls between us and God, whether we want it or it just happens. We want to be close to God, but kind of, I don't want to be bothered by God. You know, God, if I get too close, He might ask me, or I might feel that, you know, you should do this, you should do that. And I said, no, better not get too close. That's the time He says, take off your sandals, let down your guards, so that God can indeed talk to him. And Moses tried to say, what shall I say? What shall I, you know, to that people? If they say, what authority are you coming here and talking on behalf of whom? He said, well, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the one who is. And I said, what is your name? I am. He didn't give a name, just say, I am. And Moses did. I believe the idea of encountering God, you know, we see that, well, how beautiful we find the scriptures. You know, we read about Abraham, Moses, and Mary, and St. Paul, and the apostles. They all had such an awesome meeting with God. But that's not something a few privileged people of the past or saints would do. God is calling us. That's the richness of our faith. We don't believe on some energy that is up there only. We are called to be in a personal relationship with our God. God is there, looking for us, close to us. It's up to us also to answer to that call. The gospel today is talking about what is the extent of God's mercy. We could look at from many different angles, but I see what is the extent of God's mercy. They come and ask Jesus, or they're talking, you know, the latest news perhaps that were happening there. You know, have you heard about the Galileans were killed? They were offering their sacrifices and they were killed. Or have you heard the tower that fell down in Jerusalem? 18 people died. No. Was that a punishment for their sins? Maybe they deserved it. I don't know what they're talking. But Jesus says, do you think they were worse than other people in Jerusalem or worse than the other people in Galilee? He said, no, not at all. It's telling us, God is not the one punishing. Sometimes we do have that mentality, that idea. Something bad happens. See, God is, you know, God is doing justice. They deserved it. Jesus is saying no. Why Jesus say no? He explains on the parable, or if you understand from the parable, he says of the fig tree. The owner comes and see, you know, I've been looking 3 years now and no figs. Well, cut it down. But then said, no. One more chance. One more year. Let us. But he said, not leave it alone. It's one more year with special care. Let us fertilize it. Maybe it was forgotten there. Nobody never even looked at it. You know, nobody cared about it. Now let's take special attention. If in another year nothing happens, then you may or you can't cut it down. It's not a definite answer, even there. Of course, the good fruits, you know, we might be those, you know, a fig tree. What are the good fruits? The goodness. You know, are we people who bearing the good fruits that the Lord expects? Or how do we treat other people that we see, oh, this is like, you know, a fig tree that is just wasting the soil, is not producing anything? Can we give a second chance? Or one strike out? God will always give us a second chance. He always will be there. And not only giving a second chance, it's important to take good care. Sometimes we've been hurt by people. Sometimes we come into disagreements. Sometimes, you know, those things, and we are so quick, just cross them out from our list of friends, from our list of family, from whatever, you know. And we never think about, well, maybe that is the moment that you should fertilize, you know. You should take good care. You should give special attention at that moment. Parents who have many kids, if one gets sick, that's the one who needs special attention. In our lives, sometimes. And what is beautiful is when it comes to ourselves, the Lord is there with patience. But still, He's asking. There's a need for conversion. He says, you know, you think those men who fell on them in Jerusalem were worse than the other? Said, no, they're not worse than the other who live in Jerusalem. Yet, don't take that an excuse for you just to say, if everybody is doing something bad, well, why shouldn't I? Why should I be the good one? What do I get? What do I gain from them? I believe the Word of God is today is calling us to that conversion that we talk so much during Lent. But it's calling us to that encounter, especially this year of mercy. The conversion and encounter with that merciful God. And when we do meet Him, we'll see there will be some fire burning within ourselves. That we can see that, well, we cannot hide. We cannot run. God will find us. But we do still need to say, because after we see that Moses gave so many excuses, and I don't know how to speak. How do you say, stuttered when he talked? He had problems in his speech. And God said, don't worry. I will give you your brother, Aaron. He's going to talk to you in your behalf. You're going to be by his side. You know, we might find so many excuses. But when God wants, He will get us. So let us open our heart and always say, yes, Lord. And say, yes, Lord, then we'll see. Taking off the sandals, sometimes even of our pride. And then that fire will burn within us and will give us the joy and happiness on our journey towards holiness, our journey towards meeting our Lord and Savior.